The Jesuit Refugee Service is asking for improved systems of search and rescue in order to keep people from dying on the open seas. Their appeal was made after 54 people died this week while en route from Libya to Italy. The tragedy occurred in one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world, and the JRS is urging EU leaders and member state governments to put in place systems that can reliably identify boats in distress and initiate actions for their immediate rescue. Olivier Bonnell spoke to Stefan Kessler, Policy and Advocacy Officer at JRS, about what needs to be done to stop the migrant death toll in Mediterranean crossings.
What we have is a lack of a mechanism that would ensure that somebody is feeling responsible for dealing with a certain case. That we don't no longer have these discussions like between Italy and Malta, who is responsible for taking up a boat, but that we have a mechanism that would ensure once a boat in distress is detected, the migrants on board of this boat are rescued and brought to a safe haven.
Is there a political will in Europe to deal with this issue or not?
We are focusing in the political debate very much on border management, very much on closing the border, but we are not dealing in that context with saving lives. We have had quite a lot of tragedies over the past years, and the European Union did nothing on that. What the NGOs, what the church, what faith-based organizations must do now is to put more pressure on the decision-making processes and on the decision makers in the union.